This is the Ask Pastor Alex podcast, your host, Pastor Alex.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We're here with another episode and another question. And the question for today's episode is, does James contradict Paul? Now, specifically, this is referring to the issue of justification. If you've ever read through the New Testament, you might have scratched your head at this once before, because Paul seems to say that we are justified by faith alone, apart from works. And then you get over to James, and James says, hey, not so fast, you're justified by works, not by faith alone. And so that sounds like an outright contradiction. But the question is this actually a contradiction? And if it's not a contradiction, then how do we reconcile these two passages where it seems that two biblical authors are saying the exact opposite of each other? So let's dive in. First things first, what are we actually talking about when we say the word justification? What does justification mean? Well, in biblical terms, justification is God's act of declaring us righteous in his sight. It's a legal term, like a judge pronouncing someone not guilty or even righteous. And so this is central to the gospel because it answers the question, how can sinful people like us stand before a holy God? That's what the issue of justification is all about. When we're talking about justification, this would be the start of salvation. When the salvation process is started, it starts by being born again by the work of the Holy Spirit. And in that moment, we are justified by faith in Christ. That is the moment where God declares us to be righteous in his sight. And now the question is, does God declare us to be righteous in his sight based upon faith in Christ alone, or are we declared righteous in his sight due to a combination of faith plus good works? And that's the issue that these verses are driving at here, and that's the one that we're going to try to answer. So we can start with Paul. In Paul's letter to the Romans, he lays out his theology of justification with crystal clarity. In Romans 3:28, he writes, "For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works." And then he doubles down in Romans 4:5, and he says, "And to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness." So Paul is emphatic on this point. Justification comes by faith, not by any works that we do. And in order to bolster his argument, Paul actually references Abraham and uses Abraham as a prime example of justification by faith alone. He does this in Romans 4 by quoting Genesis 15:6, where he says, "Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness." So what Paul is saying is before Abraham was circumcised or did any ritual works, before he did anything, he was declared righteous in the sight of God because he believed in him. It was through faith that Abraham was justified. And Paul goes on in Galatians 2:16, where he says, "Yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ." And so Paul is making it very clear, justification comes through faith, not by works of the law. And you really have to remember Paul's context here. It's very crucial for this entire discussion. Paul is writing to churches that are dealing with Judaizers. Whether he's dealing with the Roman church or the church in Galatia, he is dealing with churches that are struggling with and having a problem with Judaizers. These were people who insisted that the Gentiles had to follow Jewish laws like circumcision in order to be truly saved. And so it's a form of legalism that Paul is battling, and it's this idea that our works contribute to earning God's favor. And so when Paul is addressing these churches, he wants to make it clear to them that we are justified by faith in Christ, not any works that we do. It's not keeping rituals, it's not circumcision, it's not works of the law, it is faith in Christ alone. And so then we go over to James in James chapter 2. And this is what James says in James 2:24. "You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone." Now, admittedly, that seems to be a direct contradiction of Paul, does it not? James, it's interesting, he's also going to use Abraham as an example of the point that he's making. But James is going to point to a later event. So Paul is referencing Abraham in Genesis 15:6. James is going to reference Abraham in Genesis 22. So this is what James says in 2:21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? So this happened after Genesis 15:6. This is Genesis 22. And this is where Abraham's faith was tested through action. And so James goes on in verse 22 and he says, you see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And then he doesn't stop there. He actually calls faith without works dead or useless, and even compares it to the faith of demons who believe in God but shudder without obedience. And so James's audience seems to be Jewish Christians who are facing trials and temptations and perhaps a lax attitude toward practical holiness. And so James is really combating what's known as antinomianism. And this is the idea that faith means you can live however you want without consequence. All right? So antinomianism, it just means without the law or apart from the law. And basically it was this idea people had that, hey, Jesus has already done everything. And because he's done everything and because of his sacrifice, if we just acknowledge him and say we believe in him, then it doesn't matter how we live because it's already covered by the cross of Christ. We're already covered by grace, and so we can do whatever we want. We can live however we want, and this is how you get a faith that has no works, and so it's therefore dead. And so we see clearly that Paul says faith apart from works, and James says works and not faith alone. And this has led many to conclude that there is a real contradiction in the Bible. I don't believe this actually is a contradiction when you keep in mind the context in which Paul and James are writing and the audience to whom they are writing. For example, for Paul, works primarily mean works of the law, which are ritualistic or merit-earning actions that people think make them right with God. So when Paul says we are justified apart from works, he's saying nothing we do earns our righteousness in such a way that it is credited to us as something we are owed. It's all grace through faith. In fact, Paul in Galatians 5:6 makes it clear that faith is always going to be accompanied by works. He says, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor circumcision counts for anything, but only faith working through love. And so true faith produces love and good works. It's faith working. James, on the other hand, is tackling a counterfeit faith. It's an intellectual assent without life change. It's a dead faith or a devil faith. It's a useless faith. James is not saying that works earn justification. He is saying works are the evidence of justification. So when Paul teaches in Romans 4:5 that we're justified by faith alone, he means that the only thing that unites us to Christ for righteousness is dependence on Christ. And when James says in chapter 2, verse 24, that we are not justified by faith alone, he means the faith which justifies does not remain alone. I mean, we see that clearly in how Paul and James even use Abraham, because they use the reference to Abraham differently. Paul focuses on Genesis 15, which is the initial faith credited as righteousness, and James focuses on Genesis 22, faith proven through obedience. And so justification is the initial declaration of righteousness by faith. We see that in Paul, while for James, it's the ongoing vindication of that faith through works, especially on the last day. And so they're using justification in two different ways. Even though it's the same word, it's being used in two different ways. The analogy I always use is, if I were to say the word football, if you're in America, you're going to be thinking about the sport that we have here that's called football, where you barely kick the ball. You're throwing it. It's the sport that we all know and love here in the South. But if we were in Europe, for instance, and I were to say football, they would start thinking of soccer. It's the same word. It sounds the same, but it means two totally different things. And that's exactly what's happening here with justification. Paul is using justification to refer to God declaring us to be righteous in his sight. James is using justified in the sense of proving something to be true. Paul says, you're justified, declared righteous in God's sight by faith in Christ and not of works. And James says, and you're justified, your faith is justified, it's proven to be a true faith by works. That's what we see with their examples of Abraham. Abraham's declared righteous in God's sight in Genesis 15:6 through faith alone. And then James is going to say, and his faith was shown or justified or proven to be a true faith when he was willing to offer up and sacrifice his own son, Isaac. His faith was proven justified. It proved to be a true faith because it was accompanied by obedience to God and faithfulness to what God required of him. I think a really helpful scholar on this issue is a New Testament scholar named Douglas Moo. In his commentary on James, Moo argues that James uses the Greek word to justify in a demonstrative sense, to show to be righteous, rather than Paul's declarative sense, to declare to be righteous. Now, for a counterpoint, on the Catholic side, their view is quite different on this issue. Roman Catholic theology sees justification as an ongoing process, not a one-time event. In the Council of Trent, which responded to the Reformation, the Catholic Church affirmed that justification begins with faith, that's initial justification, which happens through baptism in the Catholic Church, and is increased through good works empowered by grace. The Council of Trent's decree on justification states, justification is not remission of sins merely, but also the sanctification and renewal of the inward man. And so Catholics argue that Paul and James actually complement each other. Paul rejects works of the law, this would be Mosaic rituals, not all works, while James affirms works of faith or charity. So there's one Catholic scholar who said on the issue, he argues that James teaches justification requires works added to a faith, a synergistic process. He writes that Abraham was justified multiple times, initially by faith in Genesis 15, then by works in Genesis 22. And this, of course, aligns with Catholic views of progressive justification. You see another Catholic voice from the blog Just a Catholic. He notes James's view of justification is in agreement with St. Paul's. Paul is referring to works prior to faith and grace. This is initial justification. And James is referring to works after faith. So the Catholics would view justification as an ongoing process rather than a one-time declaration of God that is then evidenced by works. And so how do we actually bring all this together? How do we harmonize these two passages that seem to contradict? Well, the Greek word dikaio, which means to justify, it can mean declare righteous, and like in a forensic sense or a courtroom verdict, or it could also mean to show to be righteous, as we see in James. So we say again, like we always do on this podcast, context is king. Paul's letters, especially to the Romans and Galatians, combat legalism in mixed churches. James, which is possibly the earliest New Testament book, addresses scattered Jewish believers tempted by hypocrisy or antinomianism. And so when we remember these contexts, and we remember the audience to whom they are writing, and when we remember that justified can have two different meanings depending on how it's used, we conclude that no, James does not contradict Paul. They address different errors with complementary truths. Justification is by faith alone. If we're referring to justification in the sense of God declares us to be righteous in his sight, that is a one-time event that happens at the beginning of the salvation process. God declares us to be righteous in his sight, not on the basis of works or on any moral conformity, but on the basis of faith in Christ alone. That's what we get from Paul. And James comes along as a complement to Paul, not a contradiction to Paul, but a complement to Paul. And he says, yes, and true faith will be justified or show itself to be true faith by the works that accompany it. As the Reformers were so fond of saying, faith alone justifies, but it is never alone. It is faith alone that justifies us in the sight of God, but true faith is never really alone. It will always show itself to be a true faith by the works that accompany it. And remembering this safeguards the gospel from legalism and from antinomianism. It reminds us that there is nothing that we can do to earn God's favor, earn God's merit, earn God's salvation, earn eternal life. There is nothing that we can do. We are justified apart from works of the law. We are not justified by works. There's nothing we can do. It is all of Christ and Christ alone. It is through faith in Him. However, it also reminds us that if we do have true faith, and if we do have a true saving faith, then that faith will always manifest itself and show itself and prove itself by the good works that accompany it. So I hope that you have found this answer helpful. I hope that maybe now you can see that when we come across two passages in Scripture that might seem like a contradiction, that we would take a pause and we would ask ourselves, is there actually a contradiction here? Maybe we need to consider the context. Maybe we need to consider that words can be used in different ways depending on their audience. And I hope that you see now that James does not contradict Paul. He actually compliments Paul. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you listening. If you do have any questions, make sure to email them to askpastoralexpodcast@gmail.com. And I look forward to answering more in the future.